Good morning. Thank you very much for joining. And today's daf is the second daf here in Masechet Tanis. We're on the very top of the page on the third line. So we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses what day of the year we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem. One of the lines in Shmoneh Esrei is we thank God or we praise God for making the wind blow and bringing down the rain. And the question is, what is the day that we should start saying that? Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem. Do we start on the first day of Sukkot? That's the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Or do we start on Shmini Atzeres? That's the view of Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had a bit of a conversation. Rabbi Yoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, we wouldn't want rain during Sukkot, because rain during Sukkot is a curse. It's a sign of a curse. It's that Hashem is throwing us out of the Sukkah. Here we're trying to do the mitzvah of living in the Sukkah, and Hashem's throwing us out. It's like a servant who comes to put some water into his master's wine, and the master takes the pitcher and pours it on the servant's face. I don't want your water, I don't want your service, I don't want anything to do with you. So why would we be mentioning it if we don't want it? If we're praising God for the rain and for the wind, it's sort of like, it would be a nice thing to have, but it wouldn't be a nice thing to have it now. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yoshua, I'm not saying to ask for rain, I'm just saying to praise God over the fact that He is the source of the wind and the rain. Then we saw in Daf Beis Amud Beis a Braisa. The Braisa had a further color to this conversation. The Braisa says again that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem on the first day of Sukkot. The Braisa had a different version in Rabbi Yoshua. It said that according to Rabbi Yoshua, you actually start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem when you put the lulav down, namely on Hoshana Rabbah, not on Shmini Atzeres, the day earlier, but rather on Hoshana Rabbah, when you put down the lulav, then you start with Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem. And here again, we have the same conversation, or a similar conversation. Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, why would we be saying, thanking God for the wind and the rain when we don't want it during Sukkot? And here Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yoshua, yeah, but we say, Atza Gibor Lo'olam Hashem Mechaye Meisima Terav Lo'oshia. We praise God for bringing the dead back to life. And it hasn't happened. We don't know what's going to happen today. It's going to hopefully happen soon when Mashiach comes. But it hasn't yet happened. We're still praising Him. So we can praise God for the rain, even if it's not for the time of the rain. And if Yeshua responded in the Braisa to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a big difference. In regards to Tfilas HaNesin, it may not have happened, but we would like it to happen. Whenever it would happen, it would be great. But in terms of the rain, there are times that we don't want rain. We don't want rain during the summer. We don't want rain when it would ruin the wheat that's already out there. Think of Shmuel. Shmuel criticizes the Jewish people for asking for a king, for rejecting the Navi. And he says, you know, you'll see that God's upset with you. And the proof is God's going to send rain now and ruin all your wheat that's out in the field drying. So rain is different. We shouldn't be asking for rain. We shouldn't be talking about rain when we don't want rain. And in fact, the Braisa says that Rebbe said, Rebbe agreed with Rabbi Yeshua's logic, and Rebbe said the same way you stop asking for rain come Pesach, you shouldn't be mentioning rain. You shouldn't be saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem after, you know, the first day of Pesach. And the same thing would be true during Sukkot. He would hold like Rabbi Yeshua. He shouldn't be mentioning rain. Now the Braisa mentioned two new opinions. The Braisa had the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who said that on the second day of Sukkot, we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem. And had the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who said that on the sixth day of Sukkot, we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem. Now the reasoning for them would have been either because they're extra or there's unusual formulations in these days about the Karban Nusaf. It says about the second day of Sukkot, V'niskehem. It says about the sixth day of Sukkot, U'nisachecha. It says on the seventh day of Sukkot, Kimishpatam. So those extra letters, instead of just viniska, but rather viniskehem or nisacheha, means to give us an extra mem, an extra yud, an extra mem, and that's to say the word mayim. So the hint for nisach hamayim starts with the second day of Sukkot. So if nisach hamayim starts on the second day of Sukkot, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem should be on the second day of Sukkot. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the basic hint for nisach hamayim is from the word nisacheha, her nisachim, both the nesach of wine and the nesach of water. And that's the sixth day of Sukkot. So therefore, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGashem should start in the sixth day of Sukkot. So far what we've seen is that according to the Mishnah, we have two options. Rabbi Eliezer says the option is the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yoshua says it's the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. And we had in the Braisa multiple options. Again, we had Golez on day one. But then in the Braisa we had Rabbi Yoshua saying on Hoshana Rabbah, when you put down the lulav. We had Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira saying on the second day of Sukkot, and we had Rabbi Akiva saying the sixth day of Sukkot. So far we've seen day one, day two, day six, and day seven. Four in day eight. So we've seen already five different options for when you should start saying Mashav Ruach Mored HaGashem. Right? Either day one, the first day of Sukkot, or the second day of Sukkot, or the sixth day of Sukkot, or the seventh day of Sukkot, or the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so now let's start Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanya Lundin Abraisa, the third line. Tanya Lundin Abraisa, Rabbi Nassan Omer. Rabbi Nassan says, the source for Nisach HaMayim is not the word Nisacheha, which is what Rabbi Akiva said, not what Rabbi Yudim Meseira says, Niskehem plus Nisacheha plus Kemishpatam, which tells you Mayim. But rather, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Bakodesh, Hasech, Nesach, Shechar, LaHashem. The Pasuk says about the carbon Tamet Shul Shachar. Bakodesh on the holy place. Hasech, Nesach, Shechar, LaHashem. Pouring of the alcohol for Hashem. So it says, Hasich Nesach, Vishni Nisuchan HaKasim Etaber. That's telling us that there are two pourings. Echad Nisuch HaMayim, Echad Nisuch HaYayin. That you pour water and you pour wine. So during Sukkot, you have to pour water in addition to the normal pouring of wine to accompany a Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. Asks the Gemara, Ema Tarvayu Dachamra. Maybe both of them are wine. Maybe Hasich Nesach is that you pour wine twice. Says the Gemara, "Imkain, if so, licht of krah." Then the pasuk should have said, "Oh, haseich haseich." It should have just said haseich haseich, or nesach nesach, or just say nesach nesach twice. Say the same word. If it's the same type of pouring, just doing two measures of it, two pourings of wine. So say the word haseich twice or the word nesach twice. My haseich nesach. Again, why does it say haseich and then nesach? So you see from that one pouring is of the wine and the other pouring is of the water. Hello, ask the Gemara, but this one in the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah. We learned in Masechta Sukkah, Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. We pour the water with the carbon tabet throughout the 7 days of Sukkot. Now the Gemara is assuming right now that Nisuch HaMayim probably goes together with Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem. When you say Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem, that's when you start the pouring of the water too. You start with Mashav Ruach, and you also start with the pouring of the water. So now, money, who is this view that we pour the water all 7 days? Rabbi Yeshua. If it's Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa said, you pour the water once you put down the lulav. So name Achad Yoma. So then, I'm sorry, he said you said Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem when you put down the lulav. So if you start saying Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem on the seventh day of Sukkot, then you would be pouring the water also only one day. Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Akiva, he said the sixth day you start with Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem, because that's what you have the word Nisacheha. So then you should only have Nisach HaMayim for Treyum for 2 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira of the Brayis, who said on the second day of Sukkot we started with Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem because of the words Niskehem, Nisacheha and Kimishpatan. So if so, Shita Yomi, there would be 6 days of pouring the water. Now Rashi asks here, there's a simple answer. You can say Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says you start saying Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem on the first day of Sukkot. So if you start saying on the first day, you also start pouring the water on the first day. So you have pouring of water for 7 days. What's the big deal? Who's the Tan of the Mishnah on Sukkah? So Rashi answers, we don't want to say that it's Rabbi Eliezer. And that's because, as we know, Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihu. Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cherem. He was excommunicated. And we don't want to say that the Mishnah and Sukkah is the view of Rabbi Eliezer. That doesn't work so well. So we're stuck. Who is it? Doesn't seem to be Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, who said Shmini Atzeres. He wouldn't have any Nisuch HaMayim, apparently. It doesn't sound like Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, who said Hoshana Rabbah, it should be only one day of Nisuch HaMayim, because there was only one day of Sukkot of Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem. It doesn't sound like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would have only 2 days. And it doesn't work with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because you would have only 6 days. So as the Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So let's take the longest one. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he says you start saying Mashav Ruach HaMored HaGashem on the second day of Sukkot. So he would probably say you start the pouring of the water on the second day of Sukkot. Okay, so you're saying he should have 6 days? No, it's not going to be 6 days. Sphir Lake Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisen. He also holds like the Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah in Sukkah. That's not because we have in another Mishnah in Sukkah. This is on Daf Mem Ches. The earlier Mishnah we were talking about was on Daf Mem Beis. It's not only the Mishnah and Sukkah. Rabbi Yudom Rabbi Yudah says, "Beloga Yemenaseh Kol Shmona." Well, 8 days of Sukkis, you have Nisach Hamayim, and the amount that you pour was a log of water, a full log, all 8 days. So he says Nisach Hamayim is not only during Sukkis, it's also on Shmini Atzeres. So he holds you have Nisach Hamayim on Shmini Atzeres. So now you can have it, the Mishnah says Nisach Hamayim could be for 7 days. Why? It's the view of Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. You start on the second day, Umapik Rishon, you take out the first day of Sukkis, Umayil Shmini, and you bring in the 8th day of Sukkot. You bring in Shmini Atzeres. So if you start from day 2, you have day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7, and day 8. You have a total of 7 days. So that doesn't work. Why are you saying that according to Yudim and Visera, we're not going to have the pouring of water, the Nisach HaMayim, on the first day of Sukkot? The pasuk hints to the Nisach HaMayim about the second day of Sukkos. The pasuk on the second day said the words "Veniskehem." So it starts with the hint on the second day of Sukkos. First, they didn't have any connection to Nisach HaMayim, so therefore, the first day there is no pouring of the water. But if that's the case, if the Yudim HaBaseira's source is the remez, the source is the hint has three parts to it. It has day 2, day 6, and day 7. V'niskehem, it's written about day 2. Unisacheha, that's written about day 6. And kemishpatam, that's written about day 7. So therefore, Shmini Yunami, so the 8th day, should be knocked out. Because ki remizi mayim b'shviyu d'remizi. The hint to the water, to the Nisach HaMayim, stops with the 7th day. Ella, what do you have to say? So that doesn't work. So now we're back to the problem again. The Mishnah in Sukkah says Nisach HaMayim is for 7 days. Here in Masech Tatan is we're talking about Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem. We had lots of opinions about when we should start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem. But the sort of normative opinions, the opinions that we could sort of live with, are the day 2, day 6, day 7, day 8. Yeah, but presumably if we start Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem, that's also the time we're going to be doing Nisach HaMayim. So then how do you have Nisach HaMayim for 7 days? You should have Nisach HaMayim either for 6 days, or if you're going to be like Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, because it's based on the remez of Mayim, it stops on day 7. Or if you're going to be like Rabbi Akiva because of Nisach HaHa, it should only be like 2 days. Or if you're going to be Rabbi Yeshua of the Brice, it'll only be 1 day. Hell, you have to say Rabbi Yeshua. No, it is Rabbi Yeshua of the Brice. It could be Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah too. You should only have 1 day. He says, you say Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem on day 7. Not saying it from day 1. Nisach HaMayim kol shev ilchus ha-gemirila. Nisach HaMayim all 7 days is independent of Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGashem. Nisach HaMayim is a separate halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. That when you bring the karban tamid shel shachar of Sukkos, you have to accompany it with water. Unlike the karban tamid shel shachar of every day, which you accompany with wine. The Karban Tamid Shel Shachar of Sukkos gets accompanied with water, and that is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. There's no Pasuk. So he doesn't have a Remez. If you have a Remez, then you start dealing with day 2, day 6, day 7. He's not based on these Pesukim. He's based on Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishub Rav Nechunya, Yishbikas Beis Chortan. As we know, Rav Ami said, In the name of Rabbi Nechumya, the man of the valley of Beis Chortzon, from the valley of Beis Chortzon, Eser Netios, the law that we can plow a Beis Sa'ah, we can plow a big field that has 10 young saplings, we can plow it in the 6th year so that the trees don't die. Arava, the law that we have a mitzvah of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, to put Aravos around the Mizbeach, to walk around the Mizbeach with Aravos. Nisach HaMayim and the mitzvah to do that on Sukkos and the mitzvah of pouring water with the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar during Sukkos, these are Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, Halacha that Hashem communicated to Moshe at Sinai. Yeah, Izzy, a question.
If the Sukkos is about the Shemini Atzeres, is nothing to do with Sukkot.
Right.
Why are we not going to the small, the seven Shita?
Well, Shmini Atzeres does have some connections to Sukkot. We call it Zman Simchaseinu, the same we call Sukkot Zman Simchaseinu. It's the makeup day. If you didn't bring your Chagiga or Olas Re'iyah, You can still have a makeup on Shmini Atzeres. So, you know, there is an element where it's a continuation of Sukkot, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Nisach HaMayim would go on for Shmini Atzeres too. On Shmini Atzeres as well, there would be a Nisach HaMayim, a pouring of the water. All right, we're at the two dots. Here on Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, the big Braisa, Beis Mebeis. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishma of Yoshua, Rabbi Yehuda says the name Rabbi Yoshua. Over Lufnei Atzeva, if a person is a chazin. Yom Tov Achman Sholchag, on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron Mazkir. The Baal Musaf is the one who mentions Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashim. Harishon Eino Mazkir, the Baal Shachris does not say Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashim. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and the Chazan on the first day of Pesach, Harisho Mazkir, the Chazan for Shachris, says Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem HaAchron, the Chazan for Musaf, Eino Mazkir, does not say Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem. Asks the Gemara, this Rabbi Yehuda, hi Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua is he quoting? Ilim Rabbi Yeshua de Masnissen, if he's quoting Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, Amar, he said, the language was, B'yom Tov Achron Shel Chag Hu Mazkir. Come Shmini Atzeres, you start saying, Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem. That sounds like even in Shachris. El Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. It was Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa. Then, Om Mishas HaNachaso. He said already that on Hoshana Rabbah, once you put down the lulav, you started to say, Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem. Vesu, and furthermore, another question. Haditanya, we have another Braisa. You should start with Mariv. Right? That wasn't quoted, right? Maybe what the Gemara is thinking is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're starting with Mariv, because it says on Shmini Atzeres. I don't know why they didn't mention that. Okay, Vesu, and another problem. How did Tanu look at another Braisa? Rav Yudah, Mishum Ben Beseira. Rav Yudah, something with Ben Beseira. Over the Fnei Atevav. Somebody's a chazin. B'yom Tavrachon Shul Chag. On Shmini Atzeres. Ha'achron Maskir. A chazin for Musaf mentions. Mashiv Aruach Amar Dagashim. Hi, Ben Beseira. So which Ben Beseira is this? Elim Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. If you're going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Hamer, but he says B'sheni b'chag who maskir that he mentions it on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He holds B'sheni b'chag who maskir. He holds that on the second day of Sukkot is when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem, not on Musaf Shmini Atzeres. So Hamer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Okay, it's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. To Heb Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Both of these brisos can be Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. So there's another Rabbi Yeshua. We had Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah. He would say that even during Shachris, you say, Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem at Shmini Atzeres. You had Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, of Beis Mebeis. He said that you say Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem on Hoshana Rabbah when you put down the lulav. And now you have a third Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira would hold that you first start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem at Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Zimn dekarle b'shmei. So sometimes he was called Rabbi Yeshua. That was the first brisa here, right? Where it was, it's the brisa on Beis and Beis. He's called Rabbi Yeshua, called by his name. Zimn dekarle b'shmei da abe. And sometimes it's what we said, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Ben Beseira. He was named by virtue of being his father's son. And the distinction is the following. One is before he got smicha. Before he got smicha, he was named as his father's son. One is after he got smicha, then he's called Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. He's called Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so that completes the discussion about Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem. Now we move on to other statements that are similar. Tanu Lintin Abraisa. The sage is never obligated a person to say, to mention that Hashem makes the wind blow and he brings down the dew. But if a person wants to do so, he's allowed to do so. My time was the reason. Amr b'chanin explained, because the dew and the wind never stop. Since they never stop, that's why there's no need to mention them, because they're always going to be there. The Talmid on Dlomi Atzer. How do we know that the dew never stops? The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says with Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was very upset with King Ahav and his wife Izebel and all the idolatry that they were spreading in Malchus Yisrael and all their opposition to serving Hashem, to the Nevi Hashem. So Eliyahu says, "Vayomer Eliyahu Tishbi u'Toshavi Gilad el Achav." Eliyahu Tishbi from the residents of Gilad tells to Achav, "Chei Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I swear by God, the Lord of Israel, Asher Amadti Lefanav, that I stood before Him. Im Yehi Hashana Ma'ela Talam Matar, if in these years there's going to be dew or rain, Kiyem Lefi Dvari, only ways that I say so. If I say so, there'll be some dew and rain, but there's not going to be dew and rain." Uksiv, the pasuk says, God says to Eliyahu, "Lechi ra'el Achav, go appear to Achav, v'etna matar al pni adama, and I will put rain on the face of the earth." V'ilutal lo kamarle, God didn't say I'm going to put dew, because apparently dew always was going on. My time of why, mishum de lo meyatzer, it never stopped. When God says the rain is going to restart, He says the rain is going to restart, but the dew is not going to restart, because the dew never stopped. On Gimel and Beis now, ask the Gemara, v'chimiach lo meyatzer, if the dew never stopped, Eliyahu ishtabu elamale. Why is Eliyahu swearing? I swear by God, there won't be rain, there won't be dew. What do you mean? The dew never stopped. And the Gemara, achi kamale, this is what he is saying. Afilu tal debracha nami lo aso. He said there won't be rain and there won't be dew. What he meant is there won't be the dew of blessing. Dew that'll make things grow. Rashi says, sheyitzmach shum tzemach, that'll make any plant grow. That won't be. There won't be the dew of growth. But the regular dew, the daily dew, that's always going to be there. Says the Gemara, if so, so when God says, I'm going to send back the rain, God should also announce, I'm going to send back the dew which makes things grow. Answers the Gemara, that's not mentioned because that's not something which is noticeable. That's not noticeable. And it's not noticeable, Rashi explains, if God says, I'm giving you back the dew and the rain, He's going to say, I never lost the dew. So since that's not true, this is also not true. So when you deal with difficult people, sometimes you don't want to make a comment to them that they're going to grab. So therefore God didn't say that I'm bringing back the dew, because it's not noticeable. Okay, so we have a source from Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu wanted to stop the dew of blessing. He wasn't able to stop, though, the daily dew, the regular dew. So you see from there, the dew never stops. Ruchos min dalan d'lo miyatzu. You don't know that the winds never stop. And we always need wind. Amri Bishua ben Levi. Bishua ben Levi answered, Amar Krak, because there's a pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk says, "Ki ka'arba ruchos hashamayim peirasti aschem num Hashem." For like the four winds of the heavens, I have spread you out, says God. So the Gemara now asks, "My ka'amaluhu?" What is God telling the Jewish people? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, "Achi ka'amaluhu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael," this is what Hashem is telling the Jews. I've scattered you to the four sides, the four winds, the Alma. If so, then it shouldn't say ki ke'arba ruchot. It shouldn't be ki ke'arba, like the four, but it should be ba'arba, it should be in the four sides. I've scattered you. Right? This is what it means. Kashem she'ef shalom olam below ruchos, the same way the world needs winds. Kachi'ef shalom olam below Yisrael, the world needs the Jewish people. Rashi says, "Kashem she'ef shel olam b'lo ruchos." The world can't exist without the wind. It would get too hot. The world also can't exist without the Jewish people. The world was created and it's sustained by the Jewish people. If not for the Jewish people keeping the Torah and the mitzvos, the world would cease to exist. As the pasuk says, Im lo brisi, if not for my covenant, if not for the Jews keeping my Torah, then yomim v'layla, day and night, chuko shamayim v'aretz, rules for heaven and earth, lo samti, I would not place. God says what keeps the world going is the Jewish people learning Torah, fulfilling what the Torah tells us to do. That's what keeps the world going. So therefore, that's what the verse is saying. Ki'ar baruchos, like the four winds, that's the Jews being scattered about. You can even add to it, the Jews have to go all over the world and keep mitzvos all over the world to keep that all those places in the world alive. That's what Hashem has done. And according to the Mekubalim, He's scattered the sparks of His presence all over the world. He wants Jews to go to different places, fulfill mitzvos there, and that way lift up the sparks. And then when all the sparks are lifted, the Jews can leave that place. There's nothing more for them to do there. And ultimately, this is what sustains the world, Jewish people keeping Torah and mitzvos. I'm Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina said, now in light of all these laws of Mashav HaRuach and Morid Atzol and Mashav HaRuach and Morid HaGashem, Hilkoch therefore, B'mos HaChama, when it's summertime, namely from Nisan until Sukkot, from Pesach till Sukkot, Amar Mashav HaRuach, if he said in his davening Mashav HaRuach, in Machzir Nosu, he doesn't have to repeat the davening because it is a time of wind. There's wind all the time. Amar Morid HaGashem, but if he would say Morid HaGashem, Machzir Nosu, then we would have him repeat. Because we do need rain, and this is the wrong thing to ask or to praise God for rain during the summer. We don't want rain during the summer, so he has to repeat. He has to go back and say the Shemona Esrei without saying Mashav Ruach Amor Hagashem. So if you said Mashav Ruach Amor Hagashem during the summer, he has to repeat Shemona Esrei. Vimosak Shamim. Now let's say it's winter time; it's raining anyway. We didn't say the words Mashav HaRuach and Mashav HaRuach. So again, we don't repeat him because, as we said, the wind is always there. You don't have to say it. But if you didn't ask for the rain, you didn't say that Hashem sends the rain, Mashav HaRuach will make him repeat. Not only this. Right, this is sort of intuitive. If the sages enacted to say Mashav HaRuach and Mashav HaRuach to praise God for the rain during the winter, you have to say it during the winter. You shouldn't say it during the summer. If you didn't say it during the winter, that's not a good Shemona Esrei. If you said it during the summer, it's also not a good Shemona Esrei. But now we just said that there's another thing. There's Mashav HaRuach Amor HaTal. That was, you don't need to say, because that's happening all the time. There's always going to be wind, there's always going to be dew. That's true. Yeah, but we don't distinguish between them. Right. So now, what happens? Not only this, about Mashav HaRuach Amor HaGashem. Ela afilu amar mavir haruach, even if somebody said in his Shemona Esrei, God, you remove the wind. Not Mashav Ruach, not that you make the wind blow. You remove the wind. And you make the dew evaporate. You make the dew not appear. Also, we don't make him repeat because it's just nonsense, Rashi explains. He might be saying, God, you're removing wind, you're removing the dew. It's not happening. The dew's going to come and the wind's going to come because that's what's needed for the world. And therefore, it's a meaningless statement. He doesn't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Tana, we learned in a braisa. V'avmu v'ruchos, to praise God for bringing clouds together, for blowing winds. Ochivu chacham lahaskir. The sages did not obligate him to mention that. The Imbala Haskir, but if he wants to mention the clouds and the winds, Masker, again, he can do it. Like Mashav HaRuach Amor HaTal. My time, what's the reason? Meshum Zalom HaEtzri, because the same way the wind and the dew doesn't stop, the clouds and the wind also doesn't stop. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'lom HaEtzri, is it true that the wind and the clouds don't stop? But Tani Rav Yosef, didn't Rav Yosef teach? The Pasuk says, V'atzer es HaShamayim, Min ha'avim min haruchos, and he'll stop the heavens from clouds and from winds. Ata omer min ha'avim min haruchos, you're saying from the clouds and from the winds. O eino ela min ha'matar, maybe it means it's going to stop the heavens from rain. Kishon, when the pasuk goes on to say, v'lo yeh matar, then it won't be rain, or yeh matar amar. That's what he's telling you, there won't be rain. Amani mekayim v'atzos ha'shamayim min ha'avim min haruchos. So So Atzeres HaShemayim is a curse. He's going to stop the heavens from giving you clouds and giving you winds. So Kashi Ruchos HaRuchos. So here you see that winds do sometimes stop. It's against what you said, that the wind never stops. Kashi Avmaav. You see here also that the clouds sometimes stop. That's against what you said, that the clouds never stop. So Avmaav Lo Kasha. It's not a contradiction whether or not the clouds stop. HaBacharfi HaBaafli. One is talking about the clouds that come before the rain. And one is talking about the clouds that come late, those that come after the rain. The clouds that come after the rain help the rain in the dirt. They help the dirt. So they are as beneficial as the rain also is. So therefore, the clouds that come after the rain, that sometimes stops. And Hashem is stopping the rain. He's stopping most of the clouds after the rain. But the clouds that are before the rain, that's never going to stop. Ruchos haruchos lo kashya, and the contradiction about winds is also not a problem. Habaruach mitzuya, the normal wind that never stops. Habaruach sheina mitzuya, the unusual wind, that's something that Hashem will sometimes stop. So the Gemara asks, Ruach sheina mitzuya chazi lebeidzari, but we need a wind, an unusual wind, because part of the things that we need wind for is to cool down the earth. Okay, that's always there. But when you harvest grain, you need to now winnow the grain. Winnow the grain. You have to take the grain and separate the chaff from the kernels by throwing it up and having the wind come, and the wind will blow away the chaff and the kernels will fall down. That's how you separate the chaff from the kernels. It's one of the malachos of Shabbos, dash. Tolados of dash are very famous. Mefarik, to separate a liquid from the solid that it's absorbed in. Schita, that's a tolada of dash. It's a form of dash. So, you need these unusual winds for the threshing floor. Chazil beidzari. The Gemara says, no, you don't really need it. Efshe benafavasa. You can use billows. You can use the tool that pushes strong wind based on, you know, pulling your arms together. You can push out the wind and you don't need to have the unusual wind. Ta'ana, we learned in a braisa. Ha'avim va'aruchos. Shnio slamatar. Wind and clouds are almost as good as rain. So rain is the best thing. It makes things grow. Next to that is clouds and winds. Hey, Hidami, what type of clouds and winds are very beneficial? Amar Ula v'item Rabbi Yehuda. Ula, and some say, it's Rabbi Yehuda said it. The basar mitra, the winds and the clouds that come after the rain. Says the Gemara, Lamaimer the Mal Yusi, is that a good thing to have winds and clouds after rain? Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, in the curses, in Kisavo, Yitin Hashem, es mitar artzacha avak v'afar. Hashem is going to give the rain of your land, dust, earth. So Amar Ula v'Yitem Rav Yehuda doesn't mean that you're going to have dust and earth coming down from the heavens. What it means is Zikar debasar mitra, that after the rain came, then there's going to be a big wind. So the wind is going to ruin everything. You had the rain, but the wind is going to come. It's going to throw things around. It's going to lift up dirt. It's going to lift up earth. And by doing so, it's going to, you know, slap the plants and make the plants rot, because they'll now be covered with this mud. So you see here that a wind after the rain is bad. And you just said that a wind after the rain is just as good as the rain. So the Gemara says it depends on the type of wind. Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Hada asa nicha. One is a wind that's coming, that's pleasant. So if the wind is a pleasant wind and it's not kicking up dirt and it's not kicking up earth, then it's great. That helps the rain a lot. Hada'asarazia. And the other is the wind that's coming with a great amount of strength and it is scattering, you know, dirt and mud all around. That ruins the plants. Yes?
For you know, a firm Jew that believes in climate change,
so, well, I think there's a couple very important point here, right? Number one, it's clear from the Gemara that the sort of the extreme points of view of climate change, where people think that the world's going to get so, the earth is going to get so hot that all of humanity is going to be destroyed, and that the planet itself is in danger. I think that is against the views of our Gemara and our tradition. I think as Jews we believe, as what the Gemara said here, that God keeps the wind, and Rashi says the wind is to keep cooling down the earth. The earth is not going to overheat. So that sort of view, I think, as you say, is heretical and ridiculous. But could there be changes because of climate? That's possible. That is possible, right? There's certainly, the earth can go on, but it doesn't mean that Miami is going to be settled. Maybe Miami will be flooded. There were places that got flooded over time. They used to be settled, and then they got flooded. So is it possible that human behavior is impacting the climate? Yeah, it could be impacting the climate. It could be that impact isn't good for, I think there's some island somewhere where I think was Maldives or something, I think was flooded, right, because of the climate changes. It could be that there are changes happening to the climate. Yeah, for the world as a whole. The world as a whole, but not necessarily for this, you know, island or for this community. This island can flood. This island can, you know, this community can become uninhabitable. So it could be that it's, you know, it's a good thing to try to help the people who own homes next to oceans, that those oceans not get a little bit bigger, and people should stop using plastic and wash their dishes. When I grew up, you know, we always washed our dishes. We didn't have disposable plastics. We ate and then we washed the dishes. So, you know, I don't think that's heretical to say, you know, be more environmentally conscious, you know, throwing stuff into the environment causes cancer. I mean, it does. There's no question that, you know, pollutants cause damage, and the more natural is better. So, you know, if a person says, I want to be environmentally conscious and I'm religiously inspired to do so, I don't want to cause cancer to some neighbor, so I don't want to use whatever those products are, that I think that's fine. But to, as you say, to have an extreme view that the world's coming to an end, and anyone who's not, you know, moving to become all green is a partner in the killing humanity, I think that's wrong. That's wrong. The Torah is clear. Hashem makes the world. Hashem sustains the world. But can people's behaviors have bad impacts? For sure. So people can moderate it. That's also good. What's that? I don't know. All right, so again.
What do you hear like this morning on the news? There's a tornado in Rhode Island.
I don't know. Anyway, so the bottom line is, if it's a soft wind, it doesn't raise up the dirt. And if it's a razia, a very strong wind, hadamalya avak, and then it's a curse, hadalomala avak, if it doesn't raise the dirt, it's not a problem. But Rabbi Yehuda said, zika debasar mitra kimitra. The wind after the rain is as good as the rain. Ivra debasar mitra, the clouds after the rain are also kimitra, are as good as the rain. Shimsha debasar mitra, kisre mitra. So if you have sunlight after the rain, that's like having a double rain. Lemute mai, so what's not so good after rain? Lemute gili de laila, the lightning at night is not good after rain. The shimsha debeni karchi, and the sun that is glittering from between the clouds, that's not good when it comes after the rain.